You are now listening to a message from Ekah Christian Center. Get set to be edified. God has blessed you.
So he didn't have material limitation. The guy was rich. The guy was boxed up. He says, he says he was chief among the publicans. Who were the publicans? The publicans were tax collectors. And he says he was chief among them. That means he was the chief tax collector. He was the head of, you know, like Nigerian Revenue Service, that kind of equivalent, all right, in Jericho. He says, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. He was short. He was brief. Glory to God. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Hey, glory to God. Many people look at that story and say, Pastor, what we're looking at? What exactly is the message here? Well, Zacchaeus had a desire. That desire was that he wanted to see Jesus. But there were a lot of people around Jesus when Jesus came to town. Because, you know, when Jesus came to town, a lot of people wanted to see him. A lot of people wanted to see this phenomenon who worked miracles and did signs and wonders. And when he came into town, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but Zacchaeus was short. So everybody was crowding him and he couldn't see. So Zacchaeus had a natural limitation that was, you know, he was born with that did not allow him to be able to actualize his desire. He was short. He had a deficiency. He was short. You see, Zacchaeus could have given the reason for not Jesus, all right, for not seeing Jesus, that I wanted to see him more. I wanted to see him more, but you see, I'm short. Glory to God. What you look at your neighbor and say, faith always receives. Faith always receives. Louder, faith always receives. I don't want you to see, because we're looking at this story, you can see that he wanted to see Jesus. There was tenacity in his faith. There was a boldness in his faith. There was an audacity with his faith. He didn't just go around saying, no, I can't see, I'll try to see him another time. No. Because when a person is in faith, they always find a way out. They always find a way out. Always find a way out. And that way out, that is a faith response, will now, you know, eliminate that limitation that they have. Instead of complaining about his height, Zacchaeus looked for a tree. Glory to God. And he climbed that tree. Now, because he climbed that tree, even though he was short, he was the tallest person in the room. Are you getting what I'm saying? He was the tallest person in the room. Zacchaeus could have blamed God for his height and blamed God for his genes and blamed God that he was, you know, he was brief. But Zacchaeus didn't do that. What Zacchaeus did was he climbed a tree. There are many of us that are like Zacchaeus here. We have certain limitations. We were born with those limitations. You were born into a family that had certain limitations. You were born with certain genes that gave you limitations. And you are now saying, the reason why I can't is because of this. The reason why I can't is because of that. I would have wanted to, but I can't. Because of A, because of B, and you're feeling good. Oh, Pastor, you see, you know, I'm not very attractive. Who told you I'm not attractive? I don't know, Pastor, I'm just being honest. I'm not a fine girl. Who told you I'm not a fine girl? I'm just being honest. I'm not fine. Okay, now what's the problem with this that you are not fine? It's because I'm not fine that, you know, I am not thriving in the corporate world. Because, you know, the corporate world, it is ruled by men. You are not fine. Honey, listen to me. Even if it is true that you are not fine, you need to find a sycamore tree to climb. Glory to God. You need to find a sycamore tree, because faith does not look for excuses. Faith does not give excuses. Faith always finds a way out. Let us define faith for a moment, all right? For the opt-in time, we defined it several times, all right? But I'll just do it again. Faith is the response of the human spirit to the word of God. Someone say, faith is a response. Louder, say, faith is a response of the human spirit to the word of God. So it means that where faith is present, action must be seen. When faith is present, action must be seen. True faith is not docile. True faith is not lazy. True faith is dynamic and locomotive. It moves. True faith moves irrespective of any limitation. Hallelujah. Like we see with Zacchaeus, there was an obvious limitation. He is short. He wants to see Jesus. He can't. He doesn't sit there and mope. He doesn't begin to whine and complain. He's going to see things like, I wanted to see him. But you can see all these people, they are taller than me, so I can't see him. Look at the multitude. They are just plenty. I can't see him. You know, so I'll just go back home until another time. Mm-mm, no. Faith has takes the initiative. Faith has inspired ideas. When a man is in faith, he will see what others cannot see. Hallelujah. He will see it. Takes the initiative. Ah, there's a tree. Let me go and climb it. And the Bible says he went ahead of all of them, knowing the path. Now, the question is, how did he know? An intuition. He would just know things. When you ask him, how do you know? He can't explain it. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. Because there is a spirit of faith. There is an intelligence of faith. Hallelujah. A divine intelligence that comes with walking in faith. Hallelujah. There are questions you ask when you are in unbelief that you will never think to ask them when you are in faith. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, there are questions you will ask when you are in unbelief that you will not think to ask when you are in faith. Hallelujah. So we see him. He rises above the challenges and he receives what he believed for, what he wanted to see, which was that he wanted to see Jesus. Now, there's something important I want you to note about what we've just seen, in that in this world, there will always be deficiencies. Somebody is going to be taller than you. Somebody is always going to be more beautiful than you. Glory to God. Like, you know, by the way, I think I'm the most handsome man in the whole wide world. Amen. You don't agree? That's your business. Glory to God. That's your business. So you're not tall. No problem. I'm perfect with my height. Hallelujah. Pastor, you need to go to the gym and get six-pack. Yeah, I gym a bit. Do some exercise here and there. But praise God, I'm not going to be more handsome than I am now. Glory to God. I'm not going to try to become what I already am. You get what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? But you see, in the world, this one is born to a poor family. This one is born to a rich family. So you come to the world and say, there is no equality in the world. Praise God. But you see, when you walk in faith, faith is the equalizer. Notice, the height of Zacchaeus did not matter anymore because he was in faith. He climbed a tree. He was taller, all right, or at the same height with someone that was maybe 9 foot. I know there was nobody that was that tall. They're flying. And you say, how did I get here? Well, you know, it's by the grace of God. Glory to God. Oh, well, it's God. God helped me. Hallelujah. Oh, well. But you see, let me tell you something. You believed in God. And because of that trust you had in God and that, you know, faith that you were moving in, all of a sudden, you know what to do. You know where to go. You now begin to have this desire, this fire within your belly. Yes, that's what faith supplies. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, it's better to walk in faith. Louder, say, it's better to walk in faith. Yeah, faith. The equity, many people are looking for from the government. The government should provide it, don't get me wrong. And me, when I'm speaking in government for her, I will speak like a natural man. You see, the government, you guys are supposed to, the government, praise God. In healthcare, I will push for better national health insurance schemes, all right, that every Nigerian can afford. I'm going to push for all of that. But let me tell you something. I ain't waiting for no government to do anything for me. You understand? Small rooms, I look at some of the videos from our friends in the United Kingdom, and I'm looking at those rooms. Very small rooms. You understand? And you know that many of the real estate guys that are building here, they copied that nonsense from UK. Very nonsense stuff. Where the parlor, I remember they took me to one time when I was looking for a house. They said the house was a 3-bedroom with BQ. Terrace. And the way they branded it, it sounded, you understand, good. So okay, now let's go and check this place out. Hey, guys! The parlor was corridor. You know corridor? Ah, yeah, yeah. You know corridor, huh? You know rectangle. The thing long like this. And the real estate agent, You know, it's just that I thank God for God. I would have said, God will punish you. Because the guy was like, hey, Pastor, you see, it's very spacious. I look and I said, where is space there? He said, it's spacious. How much? 3.5. 3.1? 5. I said, this place. So I was now looking at where would my dining table be? And you know, I was like, where will it be? Because I couldn't see it. I was wondering what's happening. Now UK, give us, praise God. So you cannot wait for somebody to do something for you. Faith is how you take the initiative. Are you following what I'm saying? So I don't want you to see faith as a religious concept. No, you must see it as a concept for life. Glory to God. You must see it as a concept. We say, but Pastor, it's because, you know, all these things is the opium of the masses. Is Tony Elimelu using faith? Is Dangote using faith? you to think waiting in the talk. Somebody put 20 billion inside refinery. With the anticipation that everybody in Nigeria will be united to support you. Is that not faith? I'm saying. So it must be a concept. Faith in God must be a concept you imbibe. Why? Because when you go through any effort and any activity in life, there are bound to be what? Headwinds. There are bound to be, you know, disturbances. Everything may not go right as you expect it. It is that strong faith that you have that will keep you centered. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Say aloud with me, I walk with faith. I walk in faith and not by sight. I walk in faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So how do we develop this kind of faith we're talking about? Locomotive faith, active faith. Jesus Christ said something. I will never forget. He said, it is not the hearer of the word that is blessed, but the what? The doer. You can come to church here and hear, listen, 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 listen. If you don't put the word of God to, say that with me. The blessing in hearing the word of God is doing the word of God. So you have to take steps from the words you are hearing. Steps inspired by faith. Faith in the word. Faith in God. Now, how does this kind of faith come? Because there's a difference between faith, glory to God, and positive thinking. It will go well. It will go well. You know how people say, you manifest it. I mean, everybody just say manifest. You manifest it. Envision. Glory to God. When you envision, you division. Glory to God. That is Christian science. That's mind games. That's not faith. Faith, Bible faith, has a clear principle. Now, how do you get this kind of faith I'm talking about? Look at Romans chapter number 10. Glory to God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by, read again, faith cometh by, and hearing by. It says faith comes by hearing, 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 hearing. That means through your ear gates. Your ear gates. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The word of God. So what God says to you, because word of God there, the word there is spoken, spoken word. All right, spoken word that God says to you, rhema. So he says, not the singer, rhema. This rhema is the rhema of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, and hearing by the word of God. So faith in God comes by hearing God. Faith in God comes by hearing God. All right, you have to hear God. You need to hear from God. What has God said about the matter? It is what God has said about the matter that gives faith. Now, when we are talking about what has God said about the matter, I am not talking about just, Father, what are you saying about the matter? God speaks primarily through the written word, the Bible. When you have the Bible open, God will speak to you from the pages. Hallelujah. There are two ways God speaks to us in the New Testament. He speaks to us through the written word, and he speaks to us through the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit of God and the Word of God agree 100%. Which means the Spirit of God will not speak to you that which is contradictory to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For example, someone, you can't come and say, Pastor, the Spirit of God is telling me that this person's wife is my wife. No, that's not the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God will never give you a to you from the Word. It is God actually speaking to you. When God speaks to you from the Word, it is the Spirit of God actually speaking to you. Now, faith in God or the faith of God comes by hearing God, comes by hearing the Word of God. Now, note this. I'm going to use an example today. The Bible lets us know that the Word of God is a seed. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, can we turn in there quickly? 1 Peter 1:20 says what? Being born again. Are you there? 1 Peter 1:20 says what? Come on now. Being born again. But of what? Incorruptible. So the word is a seed. Right? The word here, seed here, is where we get the biological word sperm. Because that word seed here is sperma. So what does sperma communicate? Sperma communicates life. Life. So when a man, husband, meets, I don't want to say man meets a woman because the man may not be married. So husband is married, you know. So when a husband sleeps with his wife, he introduces a sperm into the wife. That sperm is his seed. Glory to God. Now, when that seed comes into the woman's body, all right, and it meets an egg, there is conception. Then you now find that that seed, which is the life of the man, begins to grow inside the woman. Then as it grows inside that woman, the woman's body begins to react to that life growing inside her. So you now begin to find that the woman begins to what? To vomit. How many of you have ever had experiences with people that are pregnant? I mean, I've had interesting experiences. Married men in your house, interesting experiences. You know? Praise God. You know, I knew a pregnant woman once, all right? A pregnant woman once. So this pregnant woman was living in a part of Lagos. All of a sudden, this pregnant woman said she cannot eat her own food. But that there is one woman that cooked rice somewhere that she wants to eat that rice, you know. Can you help me buy it? You know, then you go, you buy it and all that. Then after, you know, what do you want? Now I want to eat a wagon from K2. You know, cravings. Do you understand what I'm saying? Cravings, desires that were not there before. Are you getting what I'm saying? What is causing those cravings to come? The life inside. After the woman is vomiting, wakes up the woman, in his face. Are you sick? No, you know. Reaction in the body. In the same way, when the seed of God's word enters into the womb of your heart and a conception happens, it alters your cravings. It alters your perception. It alters your desires. You will now find that certain environments, I'm telling you, pregnancy changes the environment a woman wants to be in. Glory to God. You know, like I said, I know a certain pregnant woman, all right, who likes me to wear perfume before pregnancy. Well, after pregnancy, the perfume began to irritate her because now she needed a different kind of environment because she was pregnant. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you now find that when you are pregnant with the Word of God, the places you were comfortable with, take note of the discomfort you feel when you spend a long time in prayer and a long time in the Word of God. Has been conceived in your heart concerning that matter. The faith of God is alive in your heart concerning that matter. And what God is doing is, He's changing you. Because it requires a changed you to change the situation. So, you find, when a woman gets pregnant, as time goes on, her stomach begins to get bigger. Changes happen in the body of this person. And as changes happen in the body of the person, their conduct changes, their behavior changes. So, when you hear the word of God and the seed of the word of God gets implanted in your heart, one of the first signs you know that faith is working is that you begin to change. Glory to God. You begin to change. You begin to change. You begin to change. And you change until it is now time to give birth. You push out the baby and that you saw that thing first. You have already carried it as your reality, what? Inside. A pregnant woman knows the baby before you know the baby. The pregnant woman experiences that baby. She knows the baby's movement. You understand? She knows the time when the baby sleeps and when the baby is awake, even though that baby is not yet outside of her. You don't know anything. You are just seeing the woman with a big stomach. Glory to God. So what you need to know is this. When you are feeding on the word of God and you have believed, conception has happened. That thing you have believed for already is. It's inside you. It's in your heart. You carry it, a living reality of what you have believed for inside your heart. Let me show you something. Turn to St. John's Gospel chapter 1. Remember we said the word of God is a seed and that seed has life inside. I'll show you something that happens when men are truly in faith. You're going to see something and you see that sequence in St. John's Gospel chapter 1 from verse 1. Praise God. Amen. How many of you were hoping that Nigeria will win AFCON? We were watching that match on Wednesday. I told you not to watch it. Didn't I tell you not to watch it? But thank God nobody had that attack. Praise God. You see, that's Nigeria. You see, some things and patterns can be, when you understand patterns, you will look very prophetic. Yeah, look prophetic. Nigeria, when you don't expect them to do well, that's when they do well. The moment you begin to have hope, and you are praising, they are playing. Ah, my boys are balling. They are doing great. They will lose. And they will lose in the very special. They don't want to lose within 90 minutes. No. They will drag it. Then they will 120. Then this is how the drama can happen. Maybe 120. Someone will score one go, and it's over like Ivory Coast. Ah, it was getting 90 minutes. Don't worry. It's 1-1. We will score. People go, I say, go for Ivory Coast, 2-1, 80 something minutes. Come on, Nigeria, we will score. Right? You know, that's Nigeria for you. So what you just need to do is this. Don't believe in them. Don't believe in them. Just say, we wish you were this. Just put it that way. Then the players will get angry. Then don't believe in them. Let it get to final. Don't say, we know you may not do it. Don't believe. Then when they win, we believed in you. You know, it's for your heart. Amen. Nigeria. Support Barcelona. Don't support Nigeria. At least Barcelona, if you believe in them, 95% they will deliver. Glory to God. Yeah. It's like Chelsea. You want to go and believe in Chelsea? You will walk. Praise God. Like Arsenal now. Arsenal fans now are believing. Oh boy, you better win the league, Arsenal fans, because in this church, you won't enjoy this service. So, if you don't win the league, hey, I will buy your jersey. I will print loser at the back, and I'll use it to preach. Just come. So we know you better win. It will be the greatest trolling by a pastor of a football club. It will be legendary. So be talking to God, be speaking in tongues. When you are praying, use 5 minutes, speak in tongues, ask now, I push you forward. Just be prophesying. Praise God. All right, St. John's Gospel chapter 1. All right, from verse 1, can we read 1 to go? It says what? Uh-huh. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, look at verse 3. He says, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. He now says, in him was, come on, church. In him was, and the life was, the word of God, the seed of God, carries the life of God. Carries the life of God. See, when you feed on the word of God, because the word of God itself has divine life. Hallelujah. Because it has divine life, that is why it can give what? Divine faith. So when you feed on the word of God, and that word of God enters into your heart, Like he says in St. Mark's Gospel chapter 4, when he enters into your heart, faith has come. You just know this is going to go well. How do you know? I don't know, but I know it's going to go well. You are not saying it from your mind, and you are speaking logically. When you are saying it from your heart, I'm talking about a born-again heart, you are speaking supernaturally. Hallelujah. Your confidence when you are speaking by faith lies in God and what he has said, not in anything anybody has promised you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now look at that woman that gets pregnant. You know, I have a kid, 2 kids. I love them very much. But you see, those children, they are the manifestation of my life and my wife's life. Now, they have personality. Glory to God. Personality. They are talking to me, and I'm talking to them. I don't know if everybody is getting my analogy. Are you following what I'm saying? At a point, they were just a life form. Hallelujah. The proof of conception inside my wife's stomach. Then she gave birth to them, and I'm seeing them, and I'm interacting with them. It is the same thing with faith. You believe the word of God concerning something. It takes on conception inside your heart. God tells you, oh, this is, don't worry, it will come. Because after you've believed God, there will be a waiting period. The Bible says, be ye followers of them who through faith and what? Patience. Inherit the promises. So there is a patience component. That is the incubation period. You are going to wait. Just as a woman waits to meet the babies that she knows is living inside of her, you will wait to see the result of your believing. Then when that result comes and it's manifested on the earth, you will interact with it. Glory to God. You see, one thing about the faith of God is this. When you believe God for something, you will incubate it in your heart for so long that only you interact with it. Glory to God. Inside of you. Then there comes a time of manifestation that it enters in. Then later it became visible to everybody else. Hallelujah. But the life of faith is in the word of God. You are not supposed to try to walk faith up. I'm going to believe God. I'm believing God for this. I'm believing. No, it's not believing. You are not. It is not an exercise, a mental exercise. No, it's a work of the Spirit of God via the word. Hallelujah. A work of the Spirit of God via the word. You open your Bible. The Bible says, I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I give rise to my fruits in season and out of season. And you read that word and faith comes into your heart and you are receiving it for your business. You say, no matter the economy in Nigeria, I am productive. I experience increase. Why? I am a tree planted by what? The rivers of water. Faith enters your heart from that scripture. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Giving attendance to the word. Prioritizing listening to the word. Why? Because the word of God is a seed. It's entering into your ear gates, going through your eye gates, and entering into the womb of your heart. Can I show you something real quick? Turn your Bible to St. Mark's Gospel chapter 4 so that you will see the parable that Jesus told. And you will see how important it is to pay attention to what you hear. What you hear. There is a lot of spiritual warfare that goes on between your two ears. Praise the Lord. I was looking at one video on Facebook. You know, there are some different bloggers that their job, the only thing they want to do to collect enormous money is to talk about how bad the church is. Now, you will think that it's about you, that they are trying to protect you. No, the devil is using them. Now, you know, because we're not saying they are not terrible pastors. They are terrible pastors. We know that. They are terrible pastors, terrible imams, terrible everybody. And they are excellent pastors. You understand? They are different. They are always different kinds of people. Praise God. All right? But you, many of the things you hear about what some pastors do, your own pastor, you've not experienced with your pastor, but you are hearing it. So what that does is, it feeds into your mind, your heart. Hallelujah. And one of the reasons when I started taking care of these things was, I found out that whenever I heard something negative about somebody, even without knowing whether it's true or not, It made it difficult for me to receive from them. Glory to God. Okay, guys, can I ask you a question? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let's be honest. If you heard that pastor, if someone, a story came out of me and said, but getting blessed before, you will struggle to receive. Because how can you be, how can you do this? What kind of man of God is this one? 15 children all around the nation? But you have not confirmed that it's true. So it's not about whether it's true or not. But that perception has altered something in your mind. That's the power of words. Praise God. That's the power of what? Words. Powerful. Powerful. Words. Words. It shapes your reality. It's why you must be careful the words you speak. And be careful the words you have spoken to you. Glory to God. Now, what I'm talking about, the words spoken to you, there are words that are corrective. There are words that are instructive. Are you following what I'm saying? But when I'm talking about careful the words spoken to you, I'm talking about words that speak concerning who you are, your identity. No, you have to be careful. When someone is speaking words to you, you are always, be careful. Why? Because that word is entering into your heart. If you allow it. Some of us, we grew up in homes where our parents used very, very terrible words against us. They didn't know better. Omo buruku ni. You are very stubborn. You are very, very stubborn. You, this useless child. And that child hears those things. It enters into their hearts. Then they go into the world with those words, feeling worthless, feeling useless. In fact, when blessings come, they feel as though they are not qualified to get those blessings. They now begin to have imposter syndrome. When every other person is sitting down, they are the one that want to help them arrange the chair. Hallelujah. Imposter syndrome. It's words. It's words that cause it. What you've heard. What they've told you about yourself. Hallelujah. Listen to me. In this life, you will throw that nonsense away. Look at it. Throw it away. You will throw that nonsense away. That feeling of unworthiness, that feeling as though you don't deserve it. Throw it away. Jesus made you deserving. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what kind of life you have lived. I've had 17 abortions. Praise God. You are alive, Abby. Amen. Now, repent. Have you repented? I've repented. Okay, don't come and now stand. We God give me. I am feeling unworthy. Auntie, move on. Oh. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the one that is remembering rubbish. God has forgotten it. Amen. So who told you marry good husband? You marry good husband. Don't say, but if I go and tell the person I want to marry all of these stories, he won't listen to me. Listen. Don't be talking like that. Zacchaeus was not measuring on his height. He climbed the tree. Glory to God. He wasn't measuring on it. I'm not. Faith does not dwell on the past. Zacchaeus' height, that was the. He cannot do anything about his height. But he can do something about the tree. He can climb it. Glory to God. I said glory to God. You know, there's one artist. Permit me to use a secular example. There's one guy called Portable. You know Portable? You know, I like that guy. You know, I like him. He's obviously very crass. Very crass as per, you know now. Ghetto guy. But I have watched his interaction with people that are educated, rich and all. That guy does not give an inch. No. He doesn't want, he will never allow you, make him feel that you are better than him. You come inside there. Sit down there. You sit down. In fact, there is an attitude he will carry that if you do anyhow, you will see anyhow. Let me tell you something. Somebody that has that kind of mindset, if they put 100 meats here and they lock us in and say, this meat is your means to survive, that guy will collect 80. I'm telling you, I've noticed some Christians that have the Spirit of God. We are too timid. We are too timid. We always form all this fake humility. fake humility, very, very fake anyhow humility. You know, they will come to a meeting. There's chair in front. It's not reserved though, it's empty. That Christian, they will go and sit down, count 10 steps, they will sit at 10 and just sit down there. Why are you not in front? No, I just want to sit down. Please leave me here. Leave me here. There are people around in networking. Instead of you to go, you are waiting for someone to come and meet you. You are waiting. You say the patient dog. We eat the patient dog. The patient dog. The person that wrote that proverb likes eating bone. So he doesn't want any dog to eat share bone with him because the patient dog, they're going to finish the bone. They're not going to leave one for him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Patient dog, which bone is he eating? When there's opportunity, that faith of God must leap in from you and you take, glory to God. Audacity must show. The audacity of faith shows in every, it shows in your words, it shows in your actions, glory to God. It shows in your thinking, it shows in your decisions. It shows in your dressing. This year of faith, audacity, you are sagging jeans. Boxer is showing outside. Now put one chain that is heavier than your neck. You're not working like this. Can't you see that there's a problem? Then you're now, they born you in Seleko. You're not greeting you. What's up, man? You're not saying it with, it's an Seleko accent. Just talk the one you can talk. Be original. Glory to God. Be comfortable in your own skin. You see, that originality is needed. It's what we want to pay for. Glory to God. It's what we want to encounter. Be comfortable. You don't have to be somebody else. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Say that out loud. I walk by faith. I walk in faith. Louder, I walk by faith. I walk in faith. I'm rounding up now. Mark chapter 4, 3, 2. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no what? Depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it and yielded no fruit. Verse 8, everybody would want to go, it says what? And other fell and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth what? Some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now, the soil in the parable above is a heart, because in verse 14, Jesus goes on to say, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown where? In their heart. Because the heart is where God wants to plant his word. Whatever God is going to your heart, glory to God, it will leap from the voice of the Spirit into your heart. Because once that seed is planted into your heart and your heart is a good ground, it will yield results. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Yeah, it will yield results. It will yield results. You receive that word, write it down. God has said that we build an estate in, you know, the Lord has given us, you write the name of the estate, take pictures of it, you put it, and you begin to declare, Father, I thank you for this estate that you have given unto me. And you, it takes up, you now, which scripture, Lord, are you giving unto me concerning this estate? You now go to the book of Genesis, praise the Lord. You go to the book of Genesis and you find, and the Lord said to Abraham, lift up your eyes to the north, to the south, to the east. Before you know it, you just begin to have that craving. Glory to God. You know the craving the pregnant woman has? You have that craving to go and check out land. You understand? You just see an advert, 6 acres of land available. You say, I'm interested. You don't have money, but you're interested. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's amazing what people are able to do when they are in faith, even though when they don't have the resources. The absence of resources must never stop you from starting. Did you hear what I said? The absence of resources must never be a barrier to you from starting. No. I don't have the resources. It's an excuse. Start. I don't know. How many of you have seen folks that they want to study abroad? They get the admission, but they don't have the money. Then they begin to raise money. I don't know if I've seen those kind of folks. Do you know the number of them? I'll tell you a story. A guy was sharing his story and saying that they had a guy in law school, in Lagos Law School. And this guy did not have money to pay for his law school fees. So he was raising funds. So everybody goes, ah, please help me. Oh, something, something. So they did fundraising. And people were dropping money for this guy to pay his law school fees. And he was able to scrape the money together and pay. He finished, praise God, and he, passed. Guess what? After he finished law school, did his service, he now began to raise money to do his LMM in New York. Praise God. So some people are like, which kind of nonsense did he pay? Praise God. Mm-hmm. Faith does not care about what other people will say. Hallelujah. You see, the problem with many of us is this. We are too other people-minded. What would they say if I start selling bread? God says I should be enter bread business. But what will my meat say if I'm selling bread? God says I should be selling water. How can a whole me be selling water? Continue. You owe you. God says I should be selling crayfish. How can a whole me be selling crayfish? Me, crayfish? A degree holder? A master's holder selling crayfish? Does the money from crayfish smell? Praise the Lord. How can me, a whole lawyer, legal luminary, I should be packing shit? No. Does your faith will be so strong when you only care about what God has said and you don't care about the opinions of people around you? Praise the Lord. Because in the movement of faith, where God will be leading you to do, hallelujah, hallelujah, some of those things you will not understand it. I was reading Michael Otedola's book. By the way, Michael Otedola, evidently, is a Christian. Guy believes in, a very spiritual guy. Very, very spiritual person. All right? Not perfect, he's not a pastor, but he obviously has a relationship with God. So I was reading his book, How He Started Zenon Oil. The guy said he was in diesel delivery. And many times he will enter the truck. This guy is a Nepo baby. Oh, he came from a rich house. But he will enter the truck with the diesel driver. And they will be going from place to place to go and deliver diesel. And when his friends were mocking him, oh, you this oil man, you understand? Why are you doing with us? Don't you have places to deliver diesel? He didn't care. His mind was on his business. There are things God will lead you to do. The moment you start feeding on the word of God, there are things he will lead you to do. Hallelujah. When you have that leading, because if you look at that St. John's chapter 1, verse 8, in him was life, and the life was the what? Light of men. Because the moment the word of God comes into you, all right, life comes into you, then light comes with it. Clarity and direction. You will now know what to do. You will have clarity and that, oh, I need to do this. I need to talk to this person. I need to attend that event. I need to do this. I need to put up that event. You understand? You will just have certain things. And most times, the light you will have and the direction you will have, you're a singer, you're this, and God has been talking to you about putting out singles and all. The first thing Lord will tell you, well, yeah, go ahead and put it out. It's within your reach, but it looks as though it's outside of your reach. Take that step. Speak to the producer I need to speak to. Take this step. You are in fashion. You have one store. And the Lord is saying, why don't you open a store in Lekki? You are looking at the cost point. Why are you shouting? You have not even asked the cost of the store. Ask the cost of the DC. Do the numbers. Take that step. That inspiration, once that leading drops in your spirit, take the next step. Take that next step. As you take that next step, another door will open. Praise God. As you take that next step, another door will open. Praise God. As you stay, because you see, the way, all right, is in the obstacle. The obstacle is the way. You get there, that door opens. It does not open until you tell you why you should go, but you go there. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let me tell you one story, a particular lady reached out to me on LinkedIn. Just trying to show you why, you see, it's good. You should pray. You should read the word of God. You should come to church. But more important is your execution. All of that is to get you to do. If you come to church, sit down. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, everybody, hallelujah, pray, speak it up. After we've done all that, we are at. If all of that praying and all of that speaking in tongues and all of that coming to church does not get you to act, you won't get blessed. You will be seeing other people. Listen to me on LinkedIn. He said, sir, I've looked at your career, look at your trajectory, you're a medical doctor, but you're in health finance. You're an inspiration to me. I'm looking for opportunities in health finance. I said, no problem. I looked at her CV. I said, I'm recruiting this out. Send her CV to her HR. Send the CV to HR. I invited this girl for an interview. Right? I was not in that interview. Because at that time, I let other people do it. They did an interview for the girl, and she was not picked based on the criteria they looked at. So they did the entire thing, and most of the people that they employed, they didn't do very well. So I told my HR, I said, look, I want to be handling my recruiting myself. So I sent that person's CV again to JHR. Schedule her for an interview. They called her. Booked the interview date. She agreed that she was sure for the interview. On the day of the interview, it was time. There was time to call the girl. This and this. The girl didn't show up. She's a medical doctor. Praise the Lord. I was going to hire that girl. But she didn't show up. We waited. She didn't show up. After everything was over, I reached out to her and I said, what's wrong with you? They called you for an interview. Why didn't you show up? She said, when they interviewed me the last time, and we finished the interview, they told me that I was not picked. So I was not thinking, why are they calling me again? So in the end, I just thought, what's the point? They've already told me no before. Why am I coming again? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Listen. That thing, I can bet that girl is a very spiritual person. She goes to church. Because you see that mindset, the will of God for me there. Is that church people are the people like that? A person in the world, he can attempt something 100 times until he gets it. Church person will do it once. Say, no, it's not the will of God for me. Que sera, sera. There's no way there. Once! The believer wants to knock once and the door should open 10 times. He says, favor. Favor. It's surrounding me as a shadow. Because I knocked once, he opened once. Hallelujah. You forget that many of the success stories that you hear about, it was not once they knocked. Some of them is 100 times. Hallelujah. 100 times. They went back again and again and again. There are some people that submitted proposal 1,000 times. They got all the email of all the, and they were sending proposal. Sending, they say, why are you sending us some of them? Yeah, because the time I sent, you didn't respond. So I thought maybe you didn't see it because you received many emails. Oh yeah, come. Let us have a conversation. Because you see, in the marketplace and in the world, tenacity is a quality you don't ignore. The guy that refuses to give up, we want him. There was another guy I was interviewing. They called her. They had interviewed her before. So they called me and said, you know, you said you don't want anyone to them to hire anybody, that you must see the person. I said, yes. So I called the girl for an interview. And why were in the interview? The lady was outside. You know, because she had worked somewhere before, but where she was working, I was at first taken aback because she didn't look good. She was like, although she was selling recharge card, SIM card and recharge card. I was like, what's going on? So I was watching. She said, and there was noise. You know where they sell recharge card, they will be playing music. So they will be, dum, dum, dum. I was like, Jesus Christ. Was he not aware that was the interview and all that? So she was not saying, please, I'm in a noisy environment. They called me in. I said, I wanted to get to a place where I could do the interview. There was a place that, well, can you give me 5 minutes? I said, okay, we'll give you 5 minutes. So as I was getting annoyed, the Spirit of God whispered to me, said, give her time. I said, no problem. 5 minutes. Give her time, give her grace. So no problem. I was waiting. So she finally settled down. And as she began to talk, let me tell you something. I was looking for technical this thing. I didn't find it. But let me tell you what I found. Passion. The way the girl talked. I knew that what she was answering right. But the way she answered with passion. Because it's a sales role. I need people with fire. And she had it. After the interview finished, I just said, HR, I'm going to take this lady. I'll give her a chance. I said, I understand why you guys recommended it. Recommended me and this lady. This lady has passion. And she said, they said, yes, that's exactly why we did it. We notice this. This thing you notice, we notice it too. Your demeanor. What you communicate when you enter the room. The faith of God must drive it. You need to enter places with a faith aura. Are you hearing what I'm saying? With a faith aura. Don't be put up again. We don't think it's possible, you know, the love, you know, the economic downturn. What's wrong with you? You're arguing target with your boss. I don't think the target is too high. The target, I don't think so. No, you say, sir. Did you hear what I said? They hired you to do what? The impossible. Glory to God. Say out loud, my mindset is changing. My faith is taking off. Come on, louder. My faith in God is taking off. So the word, once the faith of God is conceived in your heart, life is conceived and light shines. You know what to do. The person that says, I don't know what to do. That person is in unbelief. Because faith always comes with light. So stay long in the presence of God and with the word of God and with teachings and messages until light shines. Once that light shines, you will know what to do. Praise God. One guy came to my office. He wanted to see me. That applied to visa for American. Is it no UK visa? He was dejected. He assigned because in his mind, you know, he had to travel. And he was so sad and stuff like that. He said they are pursuing him, that he had been having dreams. Somebody was chasing him. Yes, we need to work on your mindset. Share the word of God with him. Gave him some scriptures. Put in on some fasting period. Gave him prayer points. Inside the prayer points, glory to God. Part of what he was praying was not, Father, make me. It was, I am what the word of God says I am. I can do it. Amen? Declare. He was correcting all of that negative mindset with his mouth. Visa was approved. School gave him admission. He now came. Said, Pastor, thank you very much, sir. They've given me this thing now. This is the email. This. He said, there's no money to go. I said, there's no money to go. But he had learned from the first time. He didn't come kind and looking dejected. I said, don't worry. The same God that brought this one, he will bring the money. I said, let us pray. Prayed, papa, papa, papa. Money came. He greets me. I'm sure he's watching us from UK. He greets me regularly from UK. Pastor, I'm here. Although I'm following. Thank you so much. God bless us. Hallelujah. Like Zacchaeus. Amen. What you can reach at 6'9", doing your hand like this. If I don't feel rich, I go put ladder there. And I will not feel sad that I'm using ladder. The point is what we get. Are you following what I'm saying? Plan, collect one thing and move on. Glory to God. Who are it help? You have to think differently. Let the word of God correct your thinking. Praise the Lord. You are saying, and it's because of my nose is too big. That's why no one wants to marry me. People that don't have leg are finding husbands. It's not about leg or your nose. Change the thinking. Sometimes, consistent. The way you carry yourself is telling men that there's going to be a problem. A man comes to meet you for his first time. It's all cold, like Iceland. How are you doing? You can't even smile. Tinubu has finished you. Smile. How are you? Hi. How was service today? Smile! Don't be doing. You want husband. Smile. Don't do as though you don't want husband. Don't deceive your heart. You want husband. Smile. Glory to God. Look at him and say, smile. Smile. Don't be doing. You are forming shaka. Yes. How can I help you? You know, there are some people. See. You know, there are two ways to say, how can I help you? There is, hi, how can I help you? Won't you respond to this? How can I help you? Oh, you can help me this way. You know, what is it? How can I help you? That you are saying, don't come close. I'm not in the mood for any kind of conversation. You understand? No. Give us warmth. Glory to God. You give warmth. Then if you notice that the person doesn't have good intention, you cannot give ice water. Praise God. But at the beginning, smile to everybody. Amen. See, but Pastor, if I smile to everybody, they'll not be thinking as though I want something. Don't you want something? You want something. You are believing God for something. Amen. For the man, so what is your problem? How do you know the person is not the one? He's not looking at you. Just met the person. How do you know? Glory to God. Glory to God. Faith will change your disposition. It will correct your behavior. Hallelujah. You will hear a voice say, don't do like that. The Spirit of God will correct because you are in faith. Hallelujah. You go for an interview. You are expecting $5,000 as salary. Are you following? You see, when we are talking of faith, faith is not mechanical. Faith is a walk with God. So there cannot be a life of faith without a walk with God. Are you getting what I'm saying? You just find that those interactions, those instructions, don't, oh yeah now, oh yeah don't, oh yeah now, oh yeah don't, oh yeah now, move, stay, don't go, wait, go. Do you understand? Those modulations of the Spirit. The emotions of faith inside you. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? What I want to just tell you is this. Listen. No step is too big to take. No step is too small to take in the journey of faith. If all God is waiting for is that as he nudges you to take that step, take that first step. Just take it. Hallelujah. Just take it. Come out of the boat like Peter. Come on that water. Amen. Let me give you an example. A house is burning. You are on the third floor. House is burning. Staircase, there's no road. You now come to the balcony. And people are downstairs. They are telling you, jump! 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 And you are there. And you come there and you're like, I am afraid that if I jump, I will die. Auntie, if you stay inside the building, are you not going to die? All die, now die. Why don't you just jump this one? You say, I am afraid I will die. Jump. Take that step. Glory to God. Amen. Take that step. Your business is doing 50 million. And God has said, I'm taking it to 1 billion. Say, good. You are looking at it. And you're having this thing to look for investors, partners, to raise capital for that business. You now sit down. Because you know some people, let me tell you the place of knowledge. And why I always tell you to read. There are certain instructions God will give you that the answer is in your spirit, but the blockade is in your mind. So that instruction is divine, is from God. But because of the lack of knowledge in your mind, you are not able to translate. Are you following what I'm saying? For example, who speaks Ibibio here? Like, oh yeah, Pastor, I want to show you something. Come. Where are you from, Pastor Victor? Delta. Do you speak Igbo? Do you understand anything in Igbo? Oh yeah, come. This will be perfect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you learning something? Praise God.
Now imagine God has given
anything, you understand? You know that when you don't want time, you just give it to us. You know? Oh yeah. M is not a big bill now.
Okay. Mario Fong Bonguba and younger me get kauke, but one for Gabuke. I get kautum. So I get way angtum bending bong.
Do it. Can he do anything? Who else speaks the Bible here? Anybody else? Oh yeah, come. Come, sir. Come. Let me I'm trying to show you something. So you understand that God is not wicked. The moment you ask, he has answered. But many a time, this is the problem. Okay. Oh yeah. What did he say?
He said that he went to his house, mm-hmm. saw the wife, mm-hmm. and the wife, and he was not there, but he asked the wife where he went to, and the wife said he went out.
Okay, now, listen. Are you following what I'm saying? But when God speaks to your spirit, he speaks to your spirit in the language of the spirit. The language of the spirit is light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Light. So you will have inspiration. You just know, there's something to do. Glory to God. You have that. It's in your spirit. But the thing is, that thing is in your spirit, but you are not able to translate it yet. So that's how Victor had something from Pastor Wilson. Pastor Victor had something from Pastor Wilson. All right? What Pastor Wilson said to him is light. What Pastor Wilson said to him is clear. But the issue is, the spirit of Pastor Victor got it, but his mind does not understand what? Ibibio. So it's the same thing. There are times when God is giving you an instruction, but the degree to which you are able to interpret that instruction is actually the function of the understanding you have in your mind. For example, and he was trying to pass a message to him to invest in crypto or stocks. I get what I'm saying? If he does not know anything about crypto charts or anything about reading stock or the forex market, you know what's going to happen? He'll be wondering what God is saying. Are you getting what I'm saying? Another person that understands and has read, and God is saying, I'm going to 100x this thing. Something is happening, all right, in the market, and I'm going to bless you through it. He says, amen. Do you know what that person is going to do? He will pick up his laptop, open the system, look at the trend analysis of the markets, and say, okay, this is what the Spirit of God is saying. I should put the money here because this chart is going to go here in 48 hours. That's what God is telling me. Are you getting what I'm saying? He puts that money there. In 48 hours, the thing has moved, and he makes a trade, and he gets out. The difference between this man and it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So a mind that is devoid of God's word cannot interpret God's leadings and light accurately. It will sound like, God, what are you saying? God is speaking to me, but you understand? You just say, it's my season. Okay, what is the meaning of it? You don't know. So a lot of people have a lot of faith failures. Not because God did not answer. So what God now has to do is this. Since you cannot take it, because you see, everybody is in different times and seasons in their life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you don't grow, there is a time for everybody. There is a time for you to be a man. If you are still a boy, it's your problem. God will give you the opportunities he gives men. If you are not able to seize it, in his mercy, he will go back to boy and baby settings and begin to speak to you like a child. But you see, no matter how you communicate to a child and no matter how you love a child, there are certain things you don't commit to a child. Glory to God. So true faith does not only believe in God. True faith allows God to transform their spirit, soul, and body, such that you now become a different person in the journey of faith than at the beginning of faith. Did anybody hear anything today? Thank you very much, guys. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us rise up on our feet. Hallelujah. A lot of believers like magic. For someone to just come and say, brethren, as I declare this in, yes, there is that. But there is what you need to do. Praise the Lord. As read. You're a business person, read. Hallelujah. Read. You're a career person, read. What area has God been speaking to you about? Read. You are going into politics. Read. Read the word for faith, but also fill your mind with knowledge so that when God is talking to you about that space, you will be able to properly interpret what he's saying to you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And I'll say this last, and look, everybody look here. You know, when it even comes to the prophetic, sometimes when prophets prophesy, it's not because God speaks plainly. Sometimes he gives, there's some movements in our hearts, and based on exposure, experience and all, we are able to interpret what God is saying, and we're able to couple it together and say, this is what the Lord is saying. So what am I telling you today? Number one, January, today's date is January 18, Abby. 18 days into the year, your momentum must not go down as the year progresses. Question is this: what audacious steps are you going to take this year that is inspired by the word of God? What steps? What has God been leading you to do that you have not yet done? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What steps? In that area God has been to you, what knowledge do you need to acquire? What books do you need to read? What mentors do you need to seek? Remember Zacchaeus, the sycamore tree. Brethren, what sycamore tree do you need to climb? Hallelujah. What sycamore tree do you need to climb? That means, what do you need to do to be able to be where you ought to do what I need to do for my next level?
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For more messages, kindly search for our Telegram channel using the link t.me/oikiacc. God has blessed you.